5:43, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. We are tickled. We're warmed. We're warmed by temperatures and the fact that you have decided to start your morning here with us on Q105. We are glad you're here. It's Eric and Floyd. A very busy show today. Shortly after 6 o'clock, some friends from BCAN, B-C-A-N. They've got a very cool live music event that will be on TV happening at Fleetwoods on Thursday night. So we'll have that for you. Bad roommate situations. If you want to get that to us, we're going to do that around 6 o'clock. Whenever we throw something out there, if you're not going to be around for the segment, you can always text us your contribution. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Bad roommate situations right after 7. Think fast, a new game we play. What would you miss from Toledo? Because our friend Philip is gone and missing some things that he got here. Panel full of ladies and strange festivals. Mm-hmm. Not the Gaff, not St. George's, nothing like that. There are some strange ones, the smaller ones, and we do have them. That's way late in the show after 9 o'clock. And again, it's hard to ask you to be here for all 4 hours of the show. We're here literally from 4 hours till this second, till the sun comes up, and about 9:45, 10 o'clock or so. Get the podcast. You get about 2 hours of content, song-free and commercial-free, and you can text Eric to our text line to get that. A busy show. You've got the number. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Good morning. It's 5:44. It's Eric Chase and, sadly, an unhappy Floyd today.
Hi.
Hey.
How can we cheer you up?
Ooh, this is the first time I talked all day, it feels like. No, I'm good. We're going to keep... Life is life, and you got to keep going. No matter how bad you think the world stops, it keeps spinning. So, yeah. We're good. Sleepless night, so I'm going to be a Krabby Patty all day. So if you work with me later, this is your fair warning. I'm not in the mood for any crap. Good morning, Scott. He just texted.
Good morning to our first thing in the morning textures.
So, but I tried to indulge in so. This is how you know that I was just yesterday was just, we'll say ship tastic. I tried to play Mario Odyssey. Wasn't in the mood. I just put the console back. I said, we're just gonna shut the door, turn the air on, and just lay here. Not even sleep, just laid here. Although, Emma, my girlfriend, hey girl, hey, we went to go see Kinky Boots last night just to have a little escape from my reality, or reality in general, because she's going through some stressful things too, just like life. And we enjoyed that. Kinky Boots the musical was my first time seeing it at Franklin Park Mall in like a movie theater. And that place was packed.
Oh, good.
The Phantom, is that what they're called, Fandom?
Yeah, they run these special
Fathom
events. The Fathom events.
Yeah, Fathom, there we go.
Who puts it on, and they run everything from musicals to operas.
I think the next one is a Kathy Griffin docu-series, and then after that is opera season.
They run classical movies as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some pretty cool options. That's like when I went to go see that documentary a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. There's some pretty neat events that they offer on, like, off nights, Monday, Tuesdays.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, because you think of like the 75, maybe 150 you spend for like a theater Broadway show, $18.
Yeah.
Got the same experience. Although the audio wasn't up to par. It wasn't the movie theater's fault. So whoever, you know, I'm an audio visual nerd. Whoever edited that, Kinky Boots, they need to just tweak the synthesizer just a little and bring the vocals up just a lot. It's very quiet.
I'm glad it was. I'm glad it was well attended.
It was packed.
Good.
Like legit. Like I've never. It was more busier than the Dark Phoenix.
Kinky Boots has a better history, a better track record.
It does, but it was good. It was music was good. It was good escape. Good story. We laughed. We cried. Then we went back to her house. Met her dog Sadie. It was just. It was a good alternate dose of reality that definitely I needed. I wish I could have shared with my family yesterday. For those that know, my family's going through a shift in the life right now. So it was definitely good. Good 2-hour 2 hours and 5 minute escape. Do you know they do like an intermission at these things?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just like a regular show. And there's a break in the regular performance. So they,
yeah.
I mean, I guess they could edit it together for
time's
sake.
That's what we were
sake.
Thinking. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, we know the music. So like they did their showstopper and then we whisper to each other at the same time. We're like, do you think there'll be an intermission? And I go, that'll be weird. And then as soon as we turned around, it was just like, intermission, 10 minutes. Go to the bathroom. Go get a drink. Go get a refill.
If you're willing to look a little bit there or pay attention, I know this would be so foreign. This would be like saying I'm picking up and moving to Siberia, but you can get to a movie screening earlier than the time for your movie.
Yeah.
Because then you'll see all these advertisements and there are some cool things to take advantage of.
Like we just think of like the blockbusters, like the Toy Story 4s, the Lion Kings, you just know all these major motion pictures are coming out, but then actually to sit there and we're like, what? I could actually be cultured in Toledo? I could go to the opera for what, $10? And they're like, think of it, if you go to the opera anywhere and it's not just a rag on like Stranahan or Valentine, you're going to break at least $50 at the bank. You know what I mean? I would even say at least 80. Like, you see these things and they're put on the world stage. Like, it's not... Like, no downplay to the rep, the Valentine or Stranahan, but like, you get to go to see Aida performed at the Met.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just a little bit of culture in Toledo, and I feel like I'm mad I deprived myself 36 years of it because I was telling Stefan last night, I would go see a play over a major motion picture if I would have known about it more. Like, you see them. Like, you see, like, oh, Wizard of Oz is playing this week. I'm like, why does anyone want to see Wizard of Oz? Mm-hmm. You own it on DVD. But, like, I guess you get that nostalgia of that's what people in, like, 1939 saw. They saw Judy Garland on the big screen, as with me. I saw her on my little 23-inch screen around, when does Wizard of Oz air? Like, 19? Easter?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You know, on TV. Like, I seen it on TV before, but like...
It came out in the 30s, so I'm certain no one listening to this show right now saw it on the screen then.
But it would be cool. But after watching this, I'm like... I looked at Emma and I go, you know, it would be kind of cool. Like, I think Aliens is celebrating its 30th year or
that
something.
Sounds right.
Yeah, so, and that was one of the previews, too. I said, I've never even seen Alien, like... paid attention to it on the small screen, like on the TV. It would be cool to actually go back to like 1990 or 89, whenever it came out, to be like, oh, this is what it felt like to see it. That time.
A lot scarier.
Yeah.
It's 5:50, the morning reboot on here on Q105. You can text us 419-240-1055. Or you could have grabbed Emma and Sadie and come to a dog trivia last night.
So here's the thing. It got brought up, and then she was like, oh, this is dog trivia. I said, I don't want to be around people. That was me.
But, look, first of all, they were dog-loving people, and there were dogs. I was, like you, very stressed out on Sunday and Monday. Mm-hmm. I wasted away our day off. So I did a lot, but I rebounded. Yesterday was nearly a perfect day for me. Like, weather-wise, sunny in 86, low humidity. Today won't be quite the same. It will be hotter and more humid today. But I took advantage of the weather last night. I did some running outside. The dogs got a lot of walks. Then I went to this event in the evening. It was at Ernest Brew Works, where I'd never been.
Mm-hmm.
It is a smaller place. So we checked that box. You know, I don't like big right. crowds. But good people there, obviously all dog lovers. Had a good time with Bethany, who helped put the event on for the Glass City Dog Park. Smash Dogs was the food place. Are you familiar with them?
Yes.
Their food truck. Mm-hmm. Very popular food truck. And it fit with the theme of the night. Smash Dogs.
Right.
They didn't have the peanut butter beer I was hoping for. They had something like it. Something... hippie something.
Okay.
And it was infused with a little bit of fruit. Now, I didn't love it, and I probably drank it too slowly and it warmed up too quickly, but I got a lot of good suggestions, and I can't believe Ernest Brew Works has been open like 2+ years and I haven't been.
Nothing worse than warm beer.
It was my own fault because I was trying to do...
You can't fight Mother Nature when you're day drinking.
I don't think... I don't know if I'm going to get hired by Sporkle anytime soon, but I thought I did okay doing the questions because Bethany put everything together. We're like, hey, we're not the Sporkle pros here.
Right.
And we're only playing for Ernest Brew Works glasses, and the money is for the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
So don't drill us when, for instance, there was a question that we didn't ask yesterday here on the show. It was, what prehistoric thing did dogs evolve from? and they were like the scientific names of dinosaurs.
Mm.
And she's like, everybody just put C down.
Oh, she was she was Ellen-ing it. She was Ellen. Yes. She was like, everyone put C down.
But there were some really joyful dogs there. There was a pit bull, a pit mix there that was off this leash, and she was an angel. She was going up to everybody to say hi. She was laying with her arm, with her front and back legs splayed out on the middle of the floor. There were only two acts. There was one pee. It wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
There was one poop. Wasn't me. And there was a throw up.
Aww.
But a good night with some really fun dogs. And it looks like part, I was worried about getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where that roundabout's being put
in. Oh, okay. So
Detroit, just, Burn, just... And I just got to the end. Ernst Brewer is at the end of. Is it Burn? Yes, it's at the end of Burn.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whew, just make a left and go into there. By the time I left, it looked like the roundabout had been open. And apparently it is kind of open. It's open in one direction, which is better than none.
But yeah, that could be confusing for someone, for people who don't have roundabout etiquette. That could short circuit a human being.
Or you can get some. You know how when you're learning to drive, your mom or your dad or somebody takes you somewhere like an empty parking lot. You can go practice your roundabouting there.
Some people should like, and even if you are a veteran driver of the world, you too can go to Southwick. Ain't nothing happening. Nothing happening over there.
Ooh,
go practice your roundabouts. Southwick is nothing but a... speaking of Southwick, so...
Whoa, hold on.
Just a desolate area.
Yes,
poor thing.
But that's a good topic for one day. But it would have... I think I totally get it. Not wanting to be around people, but you had dogs, and the dogs might have... And they were dog people, so no jerks. It might have gotten you out of your mood.
I may have a breakdown today, if you're listening. Just bear with me. I'm a man in pre-morning, we'll put it that way. I need a dog. Like, holding Emma's dog yesterday, there was a ball of emotion in my body that I have never felt before. And I just felt like I wanted to lay all my issues on damn Sadie. That's not even my dog. And I met her, like, within, like, 5 minutes. I was like, come here. I need a hug. And Emma's like, she loves you. I said, don't say that because I will kidnap your dog and I will end up on a news story in front of your face.
The dogs from... What I know, my friend Jody over at Lucas County told me that they got like half or just under half of the dogs adopted. Laura told us they had 160 some dogs, 70 were up for adoption. They did $5 to kind of empty out the shelter so they have enough space. I think the $5 adoptions are still going through this week. And even if they're not, I might be able to swing a deal for you.
Oh, I'll pay full price for adoption. But like I said, this is not like, oh, I'm jumping because I'm going through it to have a hole in my voided heart filled. But like, no, I can get my house in order. We got to re-clean because another thing Floyd does when he's upset, he shops. So I bought me a TV stand yesterday.
It helps.
TV mount and a whole bunch of stuff in my room. So I have a TV in my room now. So my living room is junky because it has cardboard boxes. Also... I enjoy putting stuff together. I enjoy assembling stuff. I don't know where this came from. I'm also one of those people who never look at instructions, but yesterday I was just like, let me dad myself. Laid everything out. I was like, okay. A, B, C, 1, 2, 11. All right. And I was like,
I will keep that in mind when I'm considering another IKEA trip.
I don't know if it was because I was, like I said, life hit me and I was in a mood, but I sat down, I busted that TV stand together in 45 minutes. The hardest thing to put together, I lost the actual universal TV stand. The ones that like to mount your TV.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not on the wall, but like the actual stand where they stand up straight. So I put like the actual TV cart together and then I put the stand together. Like 3 hours, like other people have been like throwing wrenches, having a fit. I was just like, look, my little ice water, got my little Lion King playing in the background, prepping myself for the movie. I was just like, you know what? My little escape from reality, putting stuff together. So I'd be a great father.
It, considering your mood, it was a good distraction.
It was. It was a focus on your focus is what I say all the time.
Heads up on that point. I need to get some, I'm looking to get some kitchen appliances. And we talked about Amazon Prime Day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like lots of other retailers will be doing Black Friday stuff to combat that. So
when is Amazon Prime Day?
15th and 16th.
Oh, it's 2 days?
Yeah.
Yes.
So everybody else is going to try to...
Oh, and the 15th. You know what happens on the 15th?
So to get a TV for that stand or a big... Like, I thought of you yesterday. I saw 70-inch for like $700.
Mm.
Last thing before we wrap up here. It's on our Q105 Facebook page. There was one requirement last night for everybody that came out to Ernest Brewworks to play trivia. I wanted... Because people get witty and clever with their trivia names. I wanted... I would only accept dog-themed names.
Mm.
Dog-themed. So we had Dog Pound, Best in Show, Doggy Style.
That's good.
I was hosting. So here's my submission. And if one pops to your head, let me know. You can get your you can put yours on our Q105 Facebook page. Get at me, dog, to honor DMX.
Oh, is he dead?
No, but...
Oh, okay. Well, it's like, wait, did I miss that this morning?
His career is.
Okay.
But Get At Me Dog was...
Ooh. You made my heart suffer. I can't take no more, Eric.
some things to do Thursday night with our friends at BCAN. That's to come here in less than 15 minutes on the Morning Reboot on Q105.
Q105. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Downtown slowly getting power back. Box fans were powered by backup generators yesterday at the courthouse. Toledo Municipal Court, One Government Center, the Safety Building, and the Renaissance and HCR Manor Care headquarters all lost power Friday morning, and slowly it all came back. I believe One Government is all open today. They should resume normal hours and operations today, though 3 days' worth of court cases will need to be rescheduled. According to Judge Coleman, will be sending out thousands of notices, adding that people will also be able to find their new court date online at tmc-clerk.com. A network breaker failed, so there's been like a slew of follow-up instances after what happened on Friday morning. Like yesterday at 11 o'clock, a network breaker failed and crews were working to determine if the disruption is related to the initial power outage. Meanwhile, LaSalle Apartments on Adams Street and the Downtown Ohio Building both will be without power into today because of the second outage.
Oh, I have friends that live in LaSalle, and those the apartment's higher. It's going to be hot. Y'all get a hotel.
And, like,
it's
and stairs.
Be miserable.
And stairs.
Oh, I didn't even think about the elevator. Yeah. Oh,
so
no.
I think this is one of two follow-up outages that happened to the main one. So what a complicated problem.
Barb and Austin, find another alternative. Because they live on like the fifth floor.
Especially today.
Woo!
Probably the hottest day of the year. A woman who escaped the Holocaust and survived a Soviet labor camp in Siberia as a child called on her Bedford Township audience to remember history to make sure it does not repeat itself. I wanted to attend this, but I had dog trivia last night.
Oh, yeah.
My mission in life is to use my Holocaust experience to promote tolerance and diversity, said Irene Miller, 87. I always tell the young people, and not only the young people, that they are the future leaders of this country, and it will be their responsibility to make sure those things don't happen again. She lives in Detroit now, told her story of struggle and survival to about 200 people who attended the presentation at the Bedford Branch Library last night as part of the Summer Reading Club for Adults. I'm curious to see what else they have for the Reading Club moving forward throughout the summer. Today, she's a retired healthcare administrator who volunteers as a court mediator, a docent at the Detroit Institute of Arts, and on the board of directors for the American Jewish Committee. You can find out more about her at IreneMillerSpeaker.com.
That's cool.
Nice work by some kids out in Sylvania. Sylvania council members were blown away by local first graders who addressed them in April, asking that a sidewalk by their school leading to shops nearby go further down the road. So council members followed through with their promise and made sure the sidewalk was completed just in time for summer. The children can now ride their bikes or walk to the nearby ice cream shop. I'm talking about the shops of Mayberry Square. They had a ribbon cutting event for the sidewalk project yesterday afternoon. Before this, they either had to ride on the side of the road or they had to walk their bike or ride their bike from the dirt path that was on this piece of property. So it made just sense safety-wise, according to the student's teacher, Jennifer Briggs. Like, I always get scared riding on the road. We usually took the trail. It's just better coming over here. Do you know the Mayberry Shops over there?
I do. I've never been.
It's such a quaint little area right across from Centennial Terrace. Mm-hmm. And go figure, if you want stuff done, if it levies, all this stuff, have first graders ask for it.
Right. They are the future there.
More library stuff. Library on the Lawn will happen this summer, beginning today at the main library branch from 10 to 1 p.m., as well as on July 24th and August 14th on the lawn of the library on North Michigan. They'll have its ready-to-read program with children's books, tech team for technology advice for sometimes older people.
Yeah.
And book bike for adult books to borrow, which is a bike with a basket on the front with books for you to borrow. Awesome. The downtown building is set to reopen on September 28th after extensive renovation. There's a peacock missing in White House. The Crawford family has owned all kinds of animals over the years, and during a lightning storm earlier this month, one of them got loose. Jane Crawford and her husband have owned the peacock and his brother since they hatched about 4 years ago. They are family to the Crawfords. Both birds took off after the storm. One came back after a few days and has been calling for his missing brother ever since. There have been multiple sightings, and the Crawfords did find the peacock on Monday night near Anthony Wynn High School, but he slipped out of their hands and after they caught him and flew off. I didn't know peacocks fly.
They can fly. Is a peacock an exotic animal?
I think so.
Okay.
It's exotic looking.
Yeah, and did you know the only boy peacocks only have the pretty feathers?
No.
The girl ones are
like... Oh, it's mating, isn't it?
Yeah, the girl ones are like dingy and gray, and some are white.
Somebody on our... I shared the 13ABC story on our Q105 Facebook page, and somebody said, did anybody check NBC?
Oh, I saw that too.
Good one!
Also, and so, the awkward movement. So, this morning they were telling the story on 13ABC, and Jeff Smith was like, oh, it's been raining. Maybe he's in full bloom. And Sasha Bray just goes, in other news, and she totally hemmed.
Good one. BG's hockey coach is headed to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Jerry York. He'll be part of the 2019 class. He coached the Falcons from 79 to 94 and led it through its greatest years, including winning the national championship in 1984. In 1994, he accepted the head coaching position at Boston College, where he's been ever since, winning four national championships. Also in some sports, Michigan loses in Game 2 of the College World Series last night. So it's a Game 3 winner-take-all tonight, 7 o'clock on ESPN.
And Floyd on sports... Cleveland had a great lead yesterday, and they blew it in the ninth.
They did.
I'm trying to prove to you that I am a fan.
Can you name one Cleveland Indian?
Santana!
Name another one.
Santana!
Gotcha. Their closer, maybe you'll like his name, their closer who blew that lead last night, his name is Brad Hand.
Brad Hand. I will soothe him. I know he's probably getting pooped for it right
now. One last thing. You mentioned this yesterday, so we bring it on the air now. Pizza Hut is going back to its heyday. It's bringing back its logo from 1967 to 1999. They're trying to tap into nostalgia to retake its market share, which it's now losing out on to Domino's and, I believe, Papa John's. In May, they changed the recipe of its original pan pizza with a new cheese blend, sauce, and pan. It's also in the midst of expanding its beer delivery program to 1,000 locations. It's also developed insulated pouches designed to keep delivery pizzas up to 15 degrees hotter and introduced meal deals. I have some suggestions.
Yes.
Go back to whatever the recipe was you had when I was a kid, because it was really good. Make sure every location has that delicious lunch buffet, and never don't have stuffed crust. Stuffed crust is underrated.
You're right. And also, it always bothers me when, like, they change the recipe and people are just like, and people get mad about, customers get mad about it, they're like, but why? And like, why'd you change it? It was fine to begin with. Like, what? Because like, I don't even eat Pizza Hut now. Like, it doesn't even cross my radar when I was like, let's get pizza. And I drive past them, like, oh, yeah, there's a Pizza Hut in Toledo.
There are just, like, a few.
Okay.
I think the only, like, standalone one that isn't, like, an In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, yeah.
The In-N-Out one is on Glendale, I can think of.
Yeah, it's right next to, in that little plaza.
I think the standalone one is on Secor. I don't know if there are any more.
Oh, yeah, there is one right there. You're right.
A year or so ago, I went to the buffet just to see what it was like, and I didn't love it.
Yeah.
I think that was it about Pizza Hut.
I used to love Pizza Hut as a kid.
When Natalie and Barry, my parents would take me to Pizza Hut before Paul came along. Mm. It was a nice night out at dinner. We went to the Pizza Hut back in the day. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have that back.
My mom would take my sister and I to Pizza Hut as kids when we in Arizona.
And it was a treat, right?
It was like every Friday, our Friday thing. And if I act up, I had to stay home with dad. And then my mom and sister would go to the Pizza Hut. Like, it was like you worked that whole week in school. Like, you know what? Like Wednesday, you're like, you know, I've been really good. I haven't like spit on anyone. I'm gonna get Pizza Hut on Friday.
There are some weird Emma Stone rumors, and we'll clear them up before 7 o'clock on the Morning Reboot. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot at 6:56 on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd, we're glad you're here. You can text the show on the Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. We're sponsored by another Mike, Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag some pig. Have you heard any bizarre, outlandish Emma Stone rumors?
No.
Like, she's not going to be able to do Cruella de Vil?
Did she back out? No, for real, I'm like, come on, that's my favorite Disney villain.
I know. All right, so I didn't think you'd heard of them because you would be very upset. But apparently, it's not that she hurt herself. It's the rumors that have come from them. So she fell over and hurt herself. Now, it sounds very much like a baseball player when they get a mysterious injury and you wonder if they were like riding ATVs or something.
Right.
So a source close to the actress tells People that she hurt her shoulder after slipping on the floor. It's currently not clear if the painful incident was at a property she's staying at while in London ahead of her new film project or a friend's residence. However, the accident did not happen at a Spice Girls concert.
Oh, was that the rumor?
That was one of them. Yeah. Despite a report that Stone broke her shoulder after tumbling off a pal's shoulders while watching her favorite band. The other Emma, the Spice Girls Emma, shared an Instagram picture of herself with Emma Stone following show on June 13th when Emma met Emma, hashtag two become one. And she was clearly not injured in that picture. And the other rumor to clear up is while the injury is painful, it will not affect her upcoming role, which will be to play Cruella de Vil, the villain who repeatedly tries to capture the puppies in 101 Dalmatians.
I loved her as a kid. Cruella de Vil. Oh, I remember my mom like put that movie on for us. I said, who is that Skeletor-looking like woman? I love her. And then, like, the actual 101 Dalmatian movie came out when I was younger. My mom took me to see that movie. I guarantee you, I at least saw it 5 times in a movie theater just for Glenn Close's Cruella de Vil. I need her shoulder not to be messed up.
And we both want Glenn Close in this movie, right?
Oh, we need that nostalgia. Yeah. I need her because she did an amazing job.
I saw all those dog movies as a kid. That one. Remember Lady and the Tramp?
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up, bad news, but you shouldn't be surprised by any of this story or any more like it, which there will be many of them. As expected, NBC Universal will pull The Office from Netflix beginning in 2021 and make it available exclusively on its upcoming streaming service. Netflix's deal to stream all 9 seasons of The Office expires in 2020. It has become a staple of pop culture. It's become even more popular than it was actually on the air. According to NBC Universal, we can't wait to welcome the gang from Dunder Mifflin. The Office is the number one series on streaming video on demand. In 2018, it was streamed over 52 billion minutes, and in April of this year, it was viewed nearly twice as much as the next most viewed program on streaming video on demand. Netflix is also in danger of losing Friends, since the Warner Brothers produced sitcom is expected to be part of Warner Media's own streaming service. Remember how all those years we all wanted to like buy cable channels a la carte?
Yes.
Well, now we're going to have to buy all these streaming services a la carte, and it's going to be an effing headache.
It's going to be seems like we had a main menu, and then now we're just breaking down everything that, well, you can't get this as a substitution. Put that aside. Does that make sense? Like, you can't build your own burger anymore.
You can. It just costs $10 a pop.
Right.
And it's very expensive. And then, you know, like I've said for years now, if only there were something that would collect all these things that I watch. And it was cable, but now it's all splitting up and while cord cutters can say it was ingenious and you saved money, you essentially created this.
Right.
So a lot more shows will be moving to the networks or the streaming services that own them. That's why Netflix keeps pushing so much original content. Mm-hmm. And I had a quick discussion with a friend of mine the other day. Netflix keeps pushing so much original content, and there's so much there to choose from. I would tell you that very little, it's more quantity than quality.
Yeah, I would say some of these original shows, I've, without saying names, have tried watching, and I'm just like, who wrote this? Did you give like a three-year-old a pencil and there's like, make something?
For every Stranger Things, there's maybe 10 strange unwatchable things. Yes. There's actually a lot of stuff going on today, so hang on for all of our entertainment stuff. This one is for you.
I saw the name in highlights.
Leah Remini spent 3 seasons of her Emmy-winning reality series getting to the bottom of dark mysteries surrounding Scientology. But now, in an EW exclusive sneak peek at tonight's episode of RuPaul, she gets to a lighter cause. Why won't Mama Ru turn his head to the side on RuPaul's Drag Race? Do you know the reason?
No.
The only reason I'm not directly looking at you, Ru, is you've taught me not to look sideways. So I'm very surprised that you've placed yourself there. She guest judged back in 2014 on Drag Race. Fellow Drag Race panelist Michelle Visage confirms Remini's observations about Ru's posture, to which Remini jokingly responds, he doesn't care about us looking to the side with that fat growing underneath our chin.
It's always been like, that's always been a joke. That's always been a joke when we do watch it. We're like, because she does pose very straightforward, like a teacher at a desk just staring at
like
you.
Like a statue.
Yeah, she doesn't move her head. And I never noticed it. I think we've noticed it, but subconsciously we never recognized it until you read the story and go, huh, she does not move her head.
Now you'll never be able to take your eyes off of it.
Every time, every time.
Do you watch tonight?
Well, RuPaul's Drag Race is on. It's in off season. It'll come back next year. But I didn't know her talk show was. It's on E.
Yeah, I guess this is that. So.
I don't have cable, but I'm sure there's a YouTube channel.
Or watch it tomorrow. Maybe Hulu will have it.
Yeah.
Okay. Bad roommate situations. Floyd's got one that will blow you away. Also, clever. Trivia team names, but dog theme. Let's see what you can do on our Q105 Facebook page. And the bad roommate stuff is in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 Studio.
Good morning. It's 7:15 here on the Morning Reboot Q105. It's good to have you with us. It's Eric and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. You can be a part of the show. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line. 419-240-1055. Our new game, a little bit after 7:30. Panel full of ladies, a little bit after 8:30 this morning. I have had one specific weird roommate situation. it's a good story worth telling, but you've got, this is like an active one, right?
Yeah, I'm going to read it verbatim as I told it to someone else.
Remember,
that way I don't forget all the details.
Change some pronouns if you have to.
Well,
and if you've ever been a part of a weird roommate situation, 419-240-1055. I don't even know if we'll have time to tell my story, but I'll tell you this. It was a girl who was likely an over-the-top avid fanatic of the radio station I worked at and its competitor. And I could see that in her phone number. I still went on with it, and it led to drama. But what's going on with this?
So we'll call them Dan. We'll call them Dan and Delilah.
Okay.
So I'm going to read it verbatim as, because Stefan and I were talking about it, and because I invited Dan over because he was at the bar having roommate issues. So I said, well, Dan and Delilah, they moved in together as friends. Feelings started to blossom, and well, one was more into the other than the other one is. Delilah wants, changing name, sorry, friends. Delilah wants more than just a roommate situation, but Dan doesn't think it's good for their living situation. And they both got out of really tough relationships, long-term relationships. So Dan and Delilah moved in as friends. They were best friends. Well, Dan and Delilah started having feelings. Feelings started going, but one person felt more attached to the other, and the other one kind of was just like, no. But now Delilah is head over heels for Dan, and Dan's kind of like, This is a weird living situation. So Dan has, I do know for sure that Dan has not stayed at the house that he's paying rent for 2 days this week.
Whose name is on the lease?
I think it's a mutual together type thing.
Yeah, I think strange it's morning reboot noise.
Yeah, so I think that's one of those situations. Because like the whole story happened, like Dan kind of was just like, hey, what are you doing? I said, oh, I just got home from Sandusky. I'm going to go to bed. He's like, well, I'm at whatever bar he was at. I was like, oh, you can come over and hang out one, too. He's straight, whatever. I don't care. You can come over and hang out. He's like, yeah, I just want to talk about a situation. He told me the situation. I go, ooh, this is juicy. So then I told Stefan, I said, hey, my friend Dan came over the night before, and he has a relationship issue. He's like, yeah, what's up? And then I just sold the situation. So like I said, they moved in together as friends. Like, they have separate bedrooms. Well, I guess maybe they just started liking each other because they both got out of serious relationships. Maybe they were both each other's rebound.
Yeah.
But when someone was a rebound, but they wanted to put the ball in full court. And so that's like, that's Delilah. She's kind of just like, I like you. We should be together. And Dan's kind of just like, I have feelings, but I don't have feelings. I mean, and we've all been there. I've been there. I'm like, oh, I kind of like you. But I'm like, oh, this is too much.
Well, hopefully those strong feelings will pass. Maybe it's just because this person is a little broken up about their relationship, because this makes for a very uncomfortable situation.
It does. But here's the thing. So, like, I know he stayed at his sister's house. Oh, what is it? Wednesday? Oh, my days are running together. I've been off for 2 days. We hung out Monday. So, yeah, so he went back to his sister's house on Monday, and I think yesterday he stayed at his sister's house. So he's been avoiding the situation.
Time to hit it head on. Got to address it.
That's what I mean. But he's like, I have nowhere else to go. I said, we got your sister. You know what I mean? But like, I mean,
Here's where you go. You address the situation. It's going to be uncomfortable. You might lose a friendship in the mm-hmm. short term, but not feeling like you can't stay in your own home is awful.
Oh, and here's the thing, though. So like, I don't think there was no sexual involvement yet.
Good.
It's just been feelings. So, no, because he tells me everything. Like, I'm like his GBF gay best friend. But, like, I don't think they've connected on another level yet.
Good.
Just put it that
smart
way. So, I think it's more of a feelings thing. And he did say he had feelings for her, but then he was just like, wait, you're my roommate. We shouldn't do that. It's going to be awkward if it doesn't work out. But now I'm just like, did you make it awkward by just, like, stepping back? Like, what is the situation? What do you do in that situation where you do both mutually like each other, but then one person's conscience kicks in like, hey, we're coexisting together as friends. We both got out of a serious relationship. I don't think it's a smart thing. Like, did they make a mistake by just... Did he make a mistake by saying, oh, I have feelings for you too?
419-240-1055, your uncomfortable roommate situations. This is why humans suck and feelings are terrible.
Yeah.
Because they're often unpredictable and they make us do irrational things. My suggestion would be have a discussion and go, we can either focus on having a practically decent living situation. I know you're going to pay rent. I'm going to pay rent. Right. Our bills are get paid. We'll come. We'll go. And this will be an amicable situation. Or, and we have to set our feelings aside. Maybe they will just erode away and we'll find other people. So we can focus on having a good living situation, or we can just split up. And there's something someone told me long ago, and I don't have any personal evidence to support it, but it made sense at the time. Someone had suggested never make a roommate out of one of your best or closest friends.
Right.
Because, like, when you're in a relationship, you find out all the little quirks with a person.
That annoy the crap out of you.
You love your best friend. You call them. You text them all the time. You love hanging out with them. But then you see that they don't put the toilet seat down. Or
they leave their underwear by the toilet.
Yes.
And you're like,
they listen to their TV really loud. And it can really mess with the friendship. So I thought whether that advice is accurate or not, it sounded wise. I don't know what they do in this situation other than just be upfront and address it.
Well, then I asked him. I said, where did you meet her? And he said they were just mutual friends with other people and they just kind of meshed. It wasn't like he was friends with her boyfriend or like vice versa. But they just kind of met and like they needed a living situation. He was like, I'm with my girlfriend. She's with his boyfriend. And then I guess the universe was kind of just like, oh, you two are moving in together. So like both lost their exes around the same time-ish. But like, I think what he's worried, he was like, she's ready to settle down. And he's just like, I'm still in the roommate phase.
It sounds like it could be a fun rom-com, but really the rent just needs to get paid.
Uh-huh.
So I would suggest focusing on that. And again, maybe the feelings the one is having is just lustful or the yearning for that companionship that they had, and it'll go away, and maybe it's much ado over nothing, but paramount to everything is paying that damn rent and being able to sleep in your own
bed. Right. So, and then that was the other thing. He was like, I'm just going to go back to my sister's house. I go, why don't you just go, you have your own room? Like, just shut the door. Like, if she says something, or even vice versa, even if the script was flipped, you know what I mean? But she is the one coming on a little too strong, I think, for him. But I think he also came strong at some point to give her that inkling to think that this could be something that they could dive into.
We've got a new game to get to. I've got some fun questions for you.
Okay. I got some, too.
You want to hit me with them?
Not now.
Okay. Think fast. We'll play that in less than 15 minutes. Also, Panel Full of Ladies shortly after 8:30 this morning here on The Morning Reboot.
Q105.
7:36 on Q105. The Morning Reboot. Q105. Probably. Be careful. It's Eric and Floyd. The Morning Reboot. You can text the show. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line 419-240-1055. I know that we are... I do my best to make sure we're not the birthday show. We're not reading celebrity birthdays or any of that like old nonsense. But it's
whose birthday is it, Eric?
I'm sorry. I know so many people. I know I come off like I dislike people, but there are some the people that if I don't like you, I really don't like you. But if I like you, you're part of my being. It's Marcy's son's birthday. Marcy is works in PT physical therapy at right over there at UTMC, and her son, her youngest one, well, she got a daughter. She's older. Zeke is one today. Or today is when I saw his first birthday pictures.
Or is she one of those, he's 13 months old.
Good question. Good question. We have a new game, and you can play along by just answering in your head as you go about wherever your commute may be. Remember, you've heard Paul saying that the new roundabout is kind of open at Detroit and Bern. I saw it with my own eyes last night. The next one, is out in front of Penta at some point?
Oh, yeah.
They closed because people were going the wrong direction, but it's supposed to be open by the time Penta opens. And the LaSalle apartments don't have any power this morning, which sucks. If you said you know somebody that lives there?
I know at least. I know two people that live there. Y'all better go to the local water. Go to the splash pad.
I know that water is like the most important thing on the planet, and people were freaking out. And it wasn't that as big a calamity as some expected it to be with the water crisis in 2014. With how this has disrupted like city government, the Renaissance, and just all their kinds of chaos downtown, and the power outage going into 5 days now. Like, that's a big deal. So, all right.
Ooh, you got mail.
Think fast. I've got questions for Floyd. I'll put him on the clock, and he's got to give me as many answers of these questions as he possibly can. We're doing 15 seconds here. Are you ready?
I am. I hope my list holds up to yours. My questions.
Here we go.
So nerve-wracking.
How far is Toledo from Detroit?
Far.
What's a podcast?
American radio.
How do you go green?
You don't eat anything.
Why should you play in the Marathon Classic?
I wouldn't because I'm chubby.
What do... Not bad.
Oh, that's nerve-wracking. I don't like the... That was good. What did I say? American radio?
Yeah, I don't even know what that
what is.
What does
that mean?
The more nonsensical, the better. As long as you're not
American
cursing.
American radio.
All right, you ready to go with me here?
Yeah, here we go. Go. What's your biggest kitchen fail?
Slicing my finger.
What is the most embarrassing thing that happened to you in school?
I pooped in kindergarten on the bathroom floor.
Where's Amelia Earhart?
Another universe.
Well, holiday is pointless.
All of them.
That's good.
You want to go again?
Yeah, I have a few more.
All right, hit me again with these. Tell me when to fire off.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yep.
All right, go. Why did you do that?
Because you said so.
Why are Smurfs blue?
Lots of painful, intimate things.
Why is algebra a thing?
To trouble 10th graders.
What's your least favorite pizza topping?
Pineapple and anchovies. You can't. I'm unflappable.
Oh, I get flustered. Oh, I didn't get to the one I wanted to ask you, but I'll save that for another time.
All right, let me go with you here.
Okay,
15 seconds. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
What's in the Maumee River?
Dead bodies.
What do dog treats taste like?
Butt.
Why wouldn't someone drink coffee?
Because it looks like the Maumee River.
Why would you want to be president?
I would never want to be president. People hate the president. That's how I feel about politics, though.
Okay.
Not this president. Like, I feel like people like you, and then you get the job, and they're like, we don't like him.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute. You voted for me. Like, yeah. We don't like you anymore.
That's basically how it works.
That is politics. We love what you think. Okay, I got the job. Well, we don't like you now.
It's always like next best.
Well, Matt Anderson, I voted for you.
It's always next best thing. 741 with the morning reboot. People have been waiting for this for a long time, and some tweets yesterday from three people say that it might be happening. We'll get to that before 8 on
Q105. Q105.
754 on Q105. It's the morning reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. You can text us anytime. The Mike's Pizza and More text line 419-240-1055. Good morning. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. Lots of good, sweet deals still available through the end of this week, including I have my eye on. I didn't even go to the website because I figured they'd be gone. There's still some left for True Rest Float Spa.
Yes.
It's $50 and the value was like 176.
Yeah, something like 170, that. 170, yeah. They're around that price range, yeah.
For the two locations, one, the new one in Toledo and in Perrysburg.
And I know someone who actually did, because like she answered all the questions about like being claustrophobic and like how you can do stuff that like make you feel more comfortable. I had a woman who just gave birth, and she went, and she was like, because she had like the sciatic back pain from having a baby, and she said she went like because I have back pain too, and that's why I questioned her about it. She said she went like three sessions, and like it didn't get rid of it completely, but it was more manageable. And she said if she felt like she kept going, it would have totally like dissolved it. So I'm definitely interested in it.
It's like going. You've heard about like the recuperative, rehabilitative properties of like the Dead Sea.
Yeah.
It's like going to the Dead Sea, but only going to Perrysburg.
Yeah. So yeah, and it's there. So definitely jump on that. Like that's a great deal.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Text suite to 419-240-1055 or go to Q1055.com. I've never it's probably the biggest show in history that I've not watched a single episode of. But people are excited after the tweets yesterday. Breaking Bad.
I've never seen it. That's the
Bryan Cranston.
Is that the meth show?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I didn't want to say it, be like, oh, what show are you watching?
Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul tweeted something yesterday. They each tweeted the same photo. Pictures of two donkeys with Soon and the showrunner, Peter Gold of Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad writer and Better Call Saul, the spinoff show, showrunner, reacted to the photos with his own post that reads, looking forward to this. Many people believe this is the long rumored and hoped for Breaking Bad movie.
Ooh.
Which would be a sequel following Aaron Paul's character, Jesse Pinkman, after the events of the series finale. Jesse was last seen escaping from a kidnapping and driving off to an unknown destination. Series creator Vince Gilligan is the driving force behind the film, but he too has revealed nothing about the cast or story. But people really want this.
And like, what? I'm trying to think. X-Files was like, I feel like the last major
TV into a movie.
TV into a movie that people loved. You know what I mean? So
the first one was good. The second one was awful.
They didn't make a second one.
It was
they?
Awful.
Yeah.
What's the biggest show, not reality show, biggest like scripted show you've never watched, but you just know that everybody but you has seen it?
Everyone but me?
Yeah.
I have never seen, jumped to my mind, King of Queens.
Okay.
I've never seen it. Like, I've seen, like, I've scrolled past it in reruns, but, like, never watched. And I knew it was on for, like, actually, another one. Everybody Loves Raymond. That show was on for, like, how many years? Never watched it.
Okay. Next up, more from Demi Lovato. She's prepared to open up about the events that transpired before her near-fatal overdose in a seventh studio album. She's 26 now. She teased details about her next record in an Instagram stories post yesterday. She dissed She dissed what she enjoys most about creating the record. You know what's great about making an album? You get to say anything you want, be as open and as honest as possible, and tell your side of the story regardless of who might not like it. She added an emoji of a woman shrugging her shoulders. She suffered a near-fatal overdose, drug overdose, in July of last year. The health scare happened 1 month after she released the track Sober, where she confirmed her relapse following 6 years of sobriety. You can't wait for this, I'm guessing?
I can't wait, but I'm also... I'm a fan scorn because the day of her OD is the day that my friend Lindsay and I were off to Atlantic City to go to her beach party.
Okay.
So we got our $300 back.
We'll have Bieber next, then Selena, and then probably after that in the coming weeks, Demi Lovato. There's your new music releases to look forward to. We had one on Friday from Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. We love that.
It's growing on me. Come on.
Forget. Pretend her name is Karen Kowalczyk.
Oh, I love that Karen right. And Shawn Mendes song.
So maybe you'll be happy that Camila Cabello broke up with her boyfriend. Now, there's an interesting adjective there. His name is Matthew Hussey. He is her relationship coach.
Wait. Stop.
The jokes write themselves.
Right. Okay.
She and the British native have called it quits after more than a year of dating. She's 22, he's 32. They reportedly struck up their relationship in February of last year after meeting on the set of Today. A year later, they made their romance red carpet official when they attended Vanity Fair's Oscars after party together back in February. Just days before their split was confirmed, Cabello dropped the Shawn Mendes song. Are we, and I believe, I don't know if he's dating anybody, but I'm sure I'm okay with shipping them.
Oh, you want them together?
I got no problem with that.
Ugh, no. Don't you do it, Mindy's. That's his new nickname, by the way. Min.
I just had to stop when I read her relationship coach boyfriend.
Isn't that crazy? Or it's like when a couple goes into bankruptcy and like, what do you do? Oh, I work at so-and-so. Well, what does he do? He's my financial planner. You're like, wait, huh? It doesn't work out that way.
You know what's not good for the relationship coach business? Breaking up with someone.
That's so, like, do you put that on your resume? Do you put that on your dating app? Like, I'm a relationship coach.
I guess he, what makes him so desirable as a relationship coach is he's been in so many. Like me, I've been in so many of them. Uh-huh. I know what bothers people. So here's what not to do.
It's like being audited and you are working at a tax place and they're an accountant. It doesn't work that way. It can't work that way.
Yes.
But you know what happens.
8 o'clock with the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase and Floyd, Q105. Text us anytime, 419-240-1055. We lost our dear friend. He has moved away, and he misses some surprising things. He can't get there. What would you miss if you left here in less than 15 minutes? Sean, if it's not me, make it Camila. 419-240-1055. That's our Mike's Pizza and More text line.
Ooh, magic. Traffic.
Sorry. 8:13. It's Q105. The morning reboot. We have a special guest in here. Lots of good sweet deals are available on our website right now. Q105.com. We have a Dominic in here visiting with us.
Yes.
Hi there.
You're not
bashful at all.
No.
Dominic's dad is going to be here in a little bit to talk a little about Mike's Pizza and More. You're going to eat the ravioli bowls. And Dominic, this is magic, isn't it?
Yes.
It's magic.
Yes.
It's magic. So our friend, Philip, has moved up and away to London for love.
Cheerio.
You know, he was complaining and moaning yesterday to me via text. I'm like, you've barely been there. He hates the food there. And I think he's mentioned that once or twice before.
So I went down this rabbit hole because when I told you the stuff that they don't have. They don't really use seasonings there. It's probably why they're all healthy.
I don't know if they are. But
they seem healthier.
Philip said that the eating in London is very bland. Mm-hmm. And he's already, he is complaining. I'm like, dude, you got to get used to this.
Right.
Like, you've got to adjust. You didn't move to Utah or Florida. You went across the ocean. So 419-240-1055, that's our Mike's Pizza and More text line. It keeps Dominic's dad in business, the more you call it. We'd like to know, if you moved away from here, what would you miss? Now, some of the... Oh, by the way, the two things he misses. Tito's.
Tito's, yes.
And he said there's no ranch dressing
there's
over there.
No ranch.
To which
there.
I say good. Because you know what? You've got to be a little more creative than putting ranch on everything.
But ranch is an American staple. Dominic, do you like ranch?
Yes.
See?
Do you dip your pizza in ranch dressing?
No. Yeah. I dip it in my cheese
bread. Okay.
Oh, see?
So Philip misses ranch and Tito's, which you can obviously get anywhere, like all mm-hmm. over our country. But I was thinking more Toledo-centric things. 419-240-1055. Toledo-centric things you would miss if you moved away.
I like Ramona's answer. It wouldn't even cross my mind until I read it. The parks here. Because I think we have a lot of good nature-provided parks that we're so accustomed and used to. And I think of London, I just think of like
streets.
Old England. Yeah, right. Like legit. Like Jack the Ripper, like just them old. What am I thinking about? Like carrying a lantern throughout night. I know that's very stereotypical, like a period piece, but like I would miss like the vegetation of Toledo.
Dominic, if you moved away to another country, what would you miss about living here?
I'd miss all the pizza.
Yeah, because some countries might not. I can't imagine the pizza in London is very good. Actually, so here are the things on my list.
Okay.
419-240-1055. Things you would miss about Toledo if you left. Close your ears for 1 second.
Close his eyes.
Put your hands over your ears. I would miss Mama Mary's because I know it's my East Coast pizza that is hard to replicate. So you're good to go now. Dominic.
You're good, Dominic.
So, because I love my East Coast. The other things I would miss.
I would miss.
Hold on.
I'm trying to think.
Opal.
Opal Covey?
I would miss running into the woman who should be mayor of Toledo, or at least have some ruling over our governance here. Another thing I would miss that would be very Toledo-centric, I would actually miss the complaints about potholes. I don't know what the streets are like over in the UK or other places, but I miss people's complaints about them because they're somewhat poetic.
Does the UK have cars?
Yes,
I feel like everything's just drawn by horse and carriage and royals.
No.
Yes, Dominic.
What century are you thinking? Like,
I don't know. Well, then why wasn't the royal wedding? Why didn't she ride in a car waving to people?
Because they're very tied to tradition.
They
have a queen still.
They do have a queen.
419-240-1055. If you picked up and moved away from here, my friend Melissa has been working abroad in Italy for like the last 8 or 9 months. I think she might have said something on the list as well. Do you see a Melissa Gunner on our Facebook page?
I'm looking, I'm scrolling.
Whatever.
Dale said
there she is. She's the one who would miss Chick-fil-A.
Okay. I mean, there's Chick-fil-A everywhere here. But unless you go up to Michigan, like right across the border, there are not as many as there are here. So I see why people think that would be Toledo-centric.
I would miss chicken chunks.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
come on.
Oh, really, Dominic?
Dominic.
Passing judgment.
How do you like your chicken chunks? Medium, hot, or some other sauce?
Barbecue? I've never heard of them.
You never heard of chicken chunks?
What? You got to put this on your dad's menu. What about chicken fingers? Chicken nuggets?
Chicken fingers.
There we go.
Are chicken fingers made out of real chicken's fingers?
No.
What are they made out of? People fingers?
No.
So Philip is up and away, and he's already complaining about the food that he can or cannot eat and the things he can or cannot drink while he's in. I hope he adjusts.
Like, I know they have festivals over there, like in celebrations. I would miss, like, our festivals here. Like Love Fest, German-American Festival.
Remembering the gaff.
No, right. So, like, just stuff. There's a lot of stuff I would miss.
Your mom.
I take her with me. I'm that person.
Of course you would.
Yeah. He knows so well.
Donna does London. It's 8:19 with the morning reboot. A paddle full of ladies is on the way. Dominic, why don't you say, ladies, get ready to call.
No.
Well, you're about to lose your unpaid job. Paddle full of ladies is on the way. We've got prizes for the zoo for that coming up on the morning reboot. Tickets to the zoo, 8:31. You can call for those right now, panel full of ladies. Questions about vomiting, questions about hot summer days, which we had yesterday, and there'll be another one today, but more humid. 419-240-1055. That's our Mike's Pizza and More text line for our panel full of ladies, if you weren't here earlier, and we did it a couple of hours ago, a couple of stories from this morning. One, the LaSalle is likely still without power because of the whole power outage that's been going on downtown that began on Friday.
Do you think they alerted their residents? Like, can you imagine, like, being someone maybe who worked overnight and the elevator worked and then you woke up to start your day today just to, like, go grocery shopping? You're, like, pressing the button, like...
One way, shape, or form, you find out.
For sure. When that air conditioner go off.
Or if you were in, you were in the elevator, that would have been a problem. 419-240-1055. Our panel full of ladies on the Mike's Pizza and More text line. Tickets to the zoo up for grabs. Also this morning, that was like one of a couple of issues with the power issue that stemmed back from Friday. And I'm wondering how the municipal building, one government center, and the courthouse were mostly affected. There's lots of rescheduling of court dates, but I'm wondering if the LaSalle thing goes on for some time, like, who winds up being at fault for this? I know this was an accident. Somebody tripped something on Friday, and who winds up paying? And if the LaSalle's without power for several days, you'll save a couple of bucks on the hottest days of the year so far with air conditioning, but you'd rather be in your home. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks.
I've missed you since yesterday. Are you ready? Are you ready for more?
Yeah, bet you guys have.
You just love getting peppered with our questions. Abby's 37, hey, Toledo.
Whatever.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
DTA, down to answer.
Abby, yeah. Ooh, or DTP, down to panel.
I like that, too.
Yes.
Abby... What's something that makes you...
Oh, I'll get that one, too. I'll get it.
Hold on, got him. Abby, what's something that makes you feel nauseous? And is that the correct way to say that?
Yeah, that's the right way.
What's something that makes you feel nauseous?
If I ride in the back seat of a car too long.
That's a good one. I think I'm usually the one driving these anytime anymore, but when I would read in the car, I would get a headache and I would feel nauseous from that.
Yeah, reading definitely does help sit. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like reading in the car?
Yeah, that makes it worse. Yeah. I get more nauseous. Yeah.
We have some ravioli bowls here, and Floyd wants me to eat them, but
okay.
The cheese upsets my stomach, which would make me nauseous.
Abby, he said we, like I was intending on sharing.
Oh, you were just being kind?
I was being polite.
Moving on, Abby, during a hot...
Oh, Eric.
Abby, during a hot summer day... What refreshes you? A drink. What drink refreshes you?
Oh, my favorite is 7-Up.
Really?
Yes.
What yes. Tell me how you drink it. Do you put it in a glass with a lot of ice cubes? Only half a glass of ice cubes? A cold bottle? How do you go about it?
Cold bottle, for sure.
It's the quench thirst. It's the thirst quencher.
Thirst quencher?
Yeah.
It really is. It's just, and it's got that bite to it that, you know, kind of clears your throat a little bit. And
it mixes well with vodka.
Yeah. And Southern Comfort.
Yes. Abby, have you ever been on a date with, do you ever go on a date with somebody simply to get something like a free meal, or you're like, you know what, I don't really like this person, but I like that show they're going to?
No.
Well, you're...
I didn't date a ton, sorry.
Okay, well, you're a better person for people that have done that. What's a food that is too spicy for you to eat?
Hot wings can get spicy pretty quick for me.
Okay.
Like, I can do mild, and then I'm about out.
So no, like, suicide sauce or homicide sauce or whatever the hottest one?
Yeah, I don't do any hot sauce.
Okay.
Like, Tabasco or Red Hot or any of that. No.
Okay. Are you going to call us tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay. We'll talk to you then.
I like Abby.
I like Abby too. Abby's filled with great answers. 8:36 of the morning reboot. We had a small tangent there on drinking, and we've talked more about White Claw. And what I drank the Henry's?
You had the Henry's, the Henry's seltzer water. Hard seltzer water.
Just like I didn't like it when my dad drank it when I was a kid. I didn't like it raspberry
flavored. But you know it's my favorite drink. It really is. People don't believe me when they're like, can I buy you a drink? I'm like, yes, I would like a grapefruit White Claw. And they're like, And they look at me because, you know, I appear to be not a basic white woman, but because apparently that's the only people that drink White Claw. I am a beacon of hope. I'm a big black man. Okay, I love White Claw.
What? It's the summer of White Claw.
It is the life of White Claw.
So now we have White Claw parody YouTube accounts.
Yeah, these videos people tag me in because they know I love White Claw, and this is the internet attacking me again.
White Claw Summer 2019, baby.
Looks like all glasses.
Basically just a vegan Four Loko.
I mean, if you think about it, LaCroix, it's just a virgin White Claw.
It's like a Four Loko that went to private school.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws, baby.
Please say that this weekend.
That is my dude. I'm making a t-shirt that says that. Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws, baby.
I love that.
Oh.
So I realize, like, they're appealing because they taste okay. Maybe they taste good. They're fruity, which usually would be my type of drink. But they're low sugar, low calorie. But if you have six of them...
It's still not drinking a margarita.
Right.
However, what does he say in that video? White Claw is just LaCroix that went to private school.
I like that.
Also, if you ever want to go back down this road, which I don't think you will, Stefan discovered if you put like the Miho or the sugar packet squirt things, you squirt in water to make it flavor, It actually enhances that flavor. I promise you. I was a non-believer, but we tried the raspberry lemonade, and I was like, ooh,
it was too good. Fizzy.
It's like pop. Or if you're one of those people, soda.
Yes.
Are you a soda person?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'm a pop person.
It's soda. It's lollipops. They're sneakers.
We're a house divided. Those are tennis shoes.
I was unaware that Michael Jordan was playing basketball in tennis shoes. 8:38. Now you're done. You're done. You have no comeback. 8:38 with the morning reboot. Friends from Mike's Pizza and More are in the way. We will do a little rated game with them.
Q105 traffic.
8:51. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. You hear when we give out our text line and our phone number, 419-240-1055. Our sponsor for that text line is Mike's Pizza and More. Let's have them in now. Hey, Dominic, welcome back.
Hi.
Dominic is back for official business now with his dad, Matt. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in. Floyd, can I have your rating of the ravioli bowls?
Oh, my God, it was amazing. It's my meal prep.
Which one we favorite here?
The spinach.
The spinach with the Alfredo.
Matt is here to let us have fun with Dominic, and we're going to get to Dominic's expertise on what shouldn't be on a pizza in a second. But the ravioli bowls, Matt, are new.
They are. We rolled them out probably about 3-4 weeks ago. It's something I found out in Vegas there from the pizza convention that we went out to.
I'm sorry, what?
Vegas.
No. Pizza convention.
Pizza convention. The International Pizza Expo.
Oh, nice.
It was. It filled up the entire convention center, man. I'm telling you, it was a. It's a big deal. You know, some of those conventions out there, they draw quite a crowd. So
pizza convention. So the ravioli bowls was an idea from there, and so far pretty successful.
We were looking at some other stuff, and the best thing we could find was like almost like a fried type ravioli, and I was looking for more of a pasta to go with our lasagnas and macaroni and cheeses, and I found this little company out there that, you know, was exactly what I was looking for, and they got a whole line of different stuff. And you know, we tested and tried and came up with the three of the cheese, the beef, and then the spinach and roasted garlic with Alfredo. So
which one's been the most popular so far?
Probably the spinach and garlic with the Alfredo.
Okay. Matt's here because Mike's Pizza and More is a sweet deal. It goes on sale 9 o'clock, right, Lance?
That's right.
9 o'clock. You're gonna want to hit the website because these go very quickly. $25 for $50 to spend at Mike's Pizza and More. Two locations, the brand new one. When you were here last time, was the Oregon location open?
It was. It was a very, very very first couple months of it. We're starting to get a little bit more established out there. It's kind of hard to find though, because we're kind of in the back of the plaza there. But yeah, we got a full dining room out there, and it's going well. It's building every week and building, you know, a new base in a new city. So
Mike's Pizza and More, sweet deal. You can text sweet to the Mike's Pizza and More text line. You're getting your money's worth. 419-240-1055, and you'll get the link for the deal. It goes on sale in 6 minutes, or hit the website q1055.com. I have questions about the pizza convention.
Okay.
What did the topic of pineapple on pizza come up?
Not in the, it's more of a vendor driven. They have like shows of, you know, they got competitions of, you know, who can stretch and, you know, make the fastest stuff to folding mm-hmm. boxes to just a thousand different vendors of, you know, for advertising, for actual food product, for new ovens, you know. So it's a big smorgasbord of different people and different things there. So
I checked the menu yesterday because I wanted to grab some things and play a quick game with you that we do here on the show. But I saw that you have stuffed crust.
Yes.
I'm a big stuffed crust fan. It's mm-hmm. like you're getting free food.
Almost.
Yeah. So we play this thing called the rated game, and then I throw something at you, and you say overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Okay.
And these are all Mike's Pizza and More centric things.
And this is a safe space.
Okay.
Yes. I like free. Safe spaces. So okay. Feel free to express yourself.
Okay.
Wait, first, Dominic, who's Matt's son, what toppings don't belong on pizza?
Floyd.
What did you say?
Floyd.
Me. Boyd? Oh, Floyd.
Floyd, me.
Floyd does not. What else? Pineapples.
Pineapples, onions.
Lemons.
Lemons.
What topics do belong on pizzas?
Sausage, pepperoni, cheese.
And Dominic. What? Right? Can I have little pieces of Dominic on the pizza?
No.
Yes.
No.
All right.
Floyd on your pizza.
No way.
I'm a filler.
I like light meat. Let's go with the rated game here with Matt from Mike's Pizza More. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Floyd, you as well.
All right.
Matt, pepperoni.
Properly rated.
I'm with him. Properly.
Yeah. Is that overrated, underrated, or properly rated, Dominic?
Overrated.
Real? They thought that was your favorite. Okay.
It.
Next up, thin crust.
I think the thin crust is a little underrated because when you're in the mood for not as filling, it hits the spot just right. So it also gives you a little bit more of the topping flavor as opposed to just filling up with the crust, you know, on the dough.
Floyd?
It's totally underrated. It's my favorite.
Your neighbor, Swanton, overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Swanton is a good area. I'm going to say underrated because it's got a lot of little hidden gems in there. You know,
there's, I wish that skating rink would come back. He closed it, right?
Yeah, you know, but there's you know, I'm kind of a country hick myself, so you know, I'm all about the open land and the woods, and so for me, it's a little underrated, and just based on the geography alone.
Floyd, Swanton,
overrated because I'm from the city and I don't know what's out there, but people talk about it all the time.
You guys have this on the menu, crust toppers.
As a customer, I'm going to say they're, you know, they're probably properly rated because it does make it set up. As an employee and having to do it on, you know,
how do you do it?
10,000 pizzas.
Oh.
You know, it's overrated. You know, so plus we don't make anything on it. You know, so it's, you know, they're all free. So yeah.
How do you get it on there?
You know, when they come out of the oven, or well, I guess it depends. Some of them, like the garlic butter and Parmesan, we put on once they come out of the oven.
Right.
Squeeze bottle, shake, you're good to go. The Cajun and sesame seed that goes on before the pizza, we just, you know, hit it with the crust, throw it in the oven. So
okay. Let's go next with salad.
What's that?
Right.
Oh, I got that one.
Salad's something to eat.
Yeah, you're right. This is why we have Dominic
the wise.
Dominic, what doesn't belong in a salad besides Floyd?
Lettuce.
I'm gonna say it.
That it's not a salad. All right, last one for Matt here from Mike's Pizza and More. Coupons.
I'd say I would say properly rated, you know, because it's
boys over to eat salad.
Dominic, do you want coupons in your salad?
No.
Okay. Sweet Deal is up for grabs in about a minute or so. Q1055.com. You can text Sweet to our Mike's Pizza and More text line 419-240-1055. Oh, not too painful, right?
No.
Thanks for coming in early this morning.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yes.
Any other things to talk about besides the ravioli bowl? Second location, anything else we got to get out there?
Hopefully, meatballs here coming pretty soon. Within the next month, we're gonna do a new meatball sub. Mike's pushing me on getting it out there, so I gotta go to work and, you know, do some actual work and get this going here. So.
He knows Dominic knows something to eat.
Breaking news right here.
What, Dominic,
breaking news.
Probably a sugar in it.
You want something with, does sugar belong on pizza?
No.
No.
You can't. Here's something to eat: a Floyd stick.
A Floyd stick. I like a Floyd stick. Fine. Matt, you couldn't have come on a better day with food because Floyd was having a sad day.
Sad day.
He needed to eat his feelings, and those feelings are the ravioli bowl.
We brought you plenty of carbs.
Thank you for my meal prep for the day.
Sweet deal. Q1055.com. It's 8:59 on the morning reboot. Good morning. It's 9:13 with the morning reboot on Q105. To get the podcast for today's episode, you just text Eric to 419-240-1055. Today's show will be posted right before 10 o'clock. Anything that you missed today will be there. It's song-free and commercial-free. We know your schedules are a little bit different here in the summertime with kids out of school and you doing whatever it is you're doing. Vacations, you can take us with you. Even though you'll be well out of the listening range, you'll have the podcasts. And I think I saw this morning that the gas tax kicks in next week. So like an extra 10 cents a gallon. We'll survive, I hope. Oh, quick breaking news. I leave this morning, or I go to leave. I leave through my garage. Mm-hmm. There's a door in my dining room, and I go out that door and open. I left my garage open all night.
Oh. You don't have like trash in there, right? Get no critters.
I didn't see anything. Now, there's really nothing in my garage.
Get some critters.
But no old man Anderson was needed. But I guess it was like, I do live in a good neighborhood because it was open the whole night. Because I think I came in the house too quickly. And I was just excited to be home after being out, tired day when I see the dogs. And
I've done that with my apartment. Like, I just come in and shut the door. And then I wake up the next day, I'm like, yeah. I was like, oh, anyone could have just came and saw me in my nectar. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I call my body the nectar.
It's Q105, the morning reboot. So you spent a lot of time in Sandusky, and you were making fun of some little podunk festival.
The computer's so done. Hold on. But, so over yonder in good old Vermilion in Sandusky area, you know, where they like to shoot the squirrels. I'm just throwing it out there.
Don't shoot squirrels.
I know, but you know, I'm just making a redneck joke. I'm sorry, friends, because I don't live that life. But they celebrate the woolly bear.
The what?
Right. So we were at dinner, and I was like, talking about festivals, like, does anything else happen around here? They're like, well, we have the woolly bear festival. And I go, what is that? And from my life, a woolly bear is something different. But no, they celebrate the caterpillar that turns into a dragon moth.
That's not like a movie?
No.
Caterpillar that turns. So if I look this up.
It is a brown and black furry caterpillar that looks like a bear, woolly bear. And when it goes into the cocoon and it emerges, it symbolizes the end of summer and the beginning of fall. So it's like a transition festival. Yeah. So then I started making fun of it. And then they're like, oh, aren't you from Toledo? And I go, yeah. And like, don't you have the testicle festival? And I go, touche, but technically that's like 45 minutes from me.
Is it Nida or Adrian?
Ada?
It's an Ida, Michigan.
Ida, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember Melissa Andrews read it on the air, and she sent us the video of her doing it and said some of the older viewers of WTOL complained, but she enjoyed saying testicle festival. So these little festivals are all over?
They are. So like a few of them that I stumbled across, there's a tuna festival in Port Lincoln. I don't know where that is.
I like tuna.
So there's a tuna festival.
Okay.
Then there's a mud festival. Those are big in Asia. I know we have like our color runs here, but like they legit have mud festivals where people play in mud. Like I'm looking at pictures. There's grown adults.
Those are like those warrior races. I thought you
meant they're not racing. No, they're playing in mud. They're celebrating mud. There's no race. Like I said, we have our color runs here. Like, I think we get dirty then. These are just people playing in mud. They're not wrestling. They're just playing in mud.
Did you find any more peculiar local ones?
Not around here. However, in California, there's a garlic festival.
I like garlic.
Yeah. You know what their main attraction is? And I'm going to bat the microphone away.
Hold on. I have this. Truly immortal vampires. Good one!
No! Garlic ice cream. It's their main draw. And I was like, this can't be true. So I clicked the link. There's a full-on spread of it where you can buy tickets, and the garlic ice cream is free. I don't know if I could do it.
The It's the woolly bear I'm going to look up, right?
Woolly bear, yes. Okay. And it's not just, and that was the thing that made me go down this weird festival thing. It's not just celebrated in Ohio. It's like a legit change of the guard season festival.
You said transition, and with the emerging pride culture in Sandusky, you should hope that there's no confusion there.
With the woolly, that's what I said.
As a transition festival.
Oh,
you don't want to get people confused. But they'll be like, Sandusky, there's nothing transitioning there but small nature creatures.
And seagulls. They have seagulls.
I love seagulls. Reminds me of the ocean.
Does it remind you of the ocean?
I miss the ocean so much.
It reminds me of garbage. Because that's what seagulls eat.
I love seagulls.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I know we have our lakes here and rivers, but I miss the ocean. Even the dirty-ass Jersey Shore.
I remember when I grew up, I thought seagulls lived at the water. No, they live in Walmart parking lots.
Yes. 9:19 with the morning reboot. Most liked tweet is on the way.
Get your hands on the latest.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The morning reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
9:33 as we wrap up today's show. Whatever happened to our bachelor-loving friend, Madison? From
she's been updating every now and then.
Okay.
She's been on that work grind.
This is from Madison Strau from BCSN. What happened to grade schools having basketball hoops on their blacktops? What do kids even do nowadays at recess? Play on their phones?
You know what I just discovered since where she brought it up? Remember foosball?
No.
You don't remember like the pole and then the ball? No, tetherball. Not
tetherball.
Foosball is like the soccer thing. Tetherball.
Well, I'm sure that's too violent for kids now, right?
They took it off because most states say it's like, it's not like, it's, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like outlawed by the state, but there's no technical term for it. Most states have taken them down. You can't have them.
And
it's not in like state regulations. I'm like, really? I was a tetherball beast. Like once you got that hand batten, you're like, yeah.
We played these violent games in the schoolyard where literally you would get, do you remember the word pegged?
Yes.
You get pegged with a tennis ball or a racquetball.
Yeah. And you know what you did? You say, ow, Calvin. And then you just go, sorry. And then he goes, sorry. And then you just play it again.
I'm not, and I think some places have like some schools are at least talked about like outlawing tag because you can run. Look, I get it. There's a lot of CYA and schools don't want to get sued and stuff like this. But I assure you, I grew up during this time period, but many kids, including these two sitting right here, survived many a schoolyard problems in the 80s and 90s.
Let me tell you. Metal monkey bars painted with lead paint. You know what I mean? Like they wasn't like chemically it wasn't safe, but like I have fallen off many monkey bars and squashed my little Floyd. You know what I mean? Like my little man junk. I survived. It's so bizarre to me. Like my nephew, I was like, "What do you do at recess?" He's like, "Just sit there." I'm like, "You don't."
It's a great question.
Like you don't play. Like and then he's in junior high now, but like I did ask him, like, "What did you do today?" Well, I had lunch and went to recess. Oh, what did you do? Well, I just sat there. I was like, you didn't play tag or football or anything? He's like, they don't play that. I go, so what is recess for? He's like, I guess just to do homework. And I go, ill. I'm so happy when I grew up when I did. Because, like, I couldn't wait for recess and go on that monkey bar and get my chubby butt. Like, oh, look, I'm at the top of this
work the energy
weird
out.
Bubble sphere. Remember that structure, like the bubble sphere, the metal thing? Whatever.
Kind of.
It was
my schoolyard, like when I went to Anne Frank Elementary.
Uh-huh.
And we had a couple basketball courts.
I didn't mean to laugh. That kind of just threw me. I was not. That's not a president. Like, yes. It just kind of just hit me in the face. So that's not a president.
We had two basketball courts, and there were various, like, painted courts that were well faded all over the schoolyard. The schoolyard was gigantic. We played all kinds of. And honestly, I don't remember one schoolyard catastrophe. There's for me, one kid took a ball to the face and he had a chipped tooth, but that was the worst of it. I get it. Schools are scared to get sued.
And like they have playgrounds, but I guess the kids just don't play on them. Well, I guess my nephew's just that one who's just like and just sat there. But like I think when you like you said with the kid with the chipped tooth, you tell that story when you get older, like uncle or dad. Let me tell you about when I had a chipped tooth. You know what I mean? Like, will they have those stories? Like, as they get older, like, let me tell you about this one time I got 1,500 coins on Fortnite. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not interesting to me as a kid.
One time during recess, I ran. And I was even out of breath. Oh, you poor soul.
What was my one tweet one day? Hey, I went on a nature walk one day. I put my phone down. And I was like, oh, look, there's a tree. Oh, there's a tree. Oh.
What's your tweet?
My tweet is, nobody falls in love faster than someone needing a place to stay. That's a homeless sexual. Happy Pride.
Homeless sexual.
That's a homeless sexual.
To back to the schoolyard for one second. I saw a meme and I think I might have posted. Ain't nothing was hotter than that metal sliding board, right?
Oh, or like I was the transition age. Like, we had the metal board, sliding board, but then we were getting like the plastic one.
Still hot.
And let me tell you, the plastic one was hotter than the metal one, and also the plastic one came with static electricity. Okay, so like, not only did your butt burn, but you pop, pop, pop all the way down.
The podcast will be posted soon. If you missed any part of the show, song free, commercial free, it'll be posted before 10 o'clock. Text Eric to our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Ashley will be with us tomorrow. A massive jumbo sized, supersized Wendy's Spicy Nuggets coming back, kind of throwback Thursday with 90s tomorrow.
I've never had Wendy's Spicy Nuggets.
August 18th.
I'll be there August 19th. I'm not trying to beat that rush.
I don't get how their nuggets are better or different. Like, all nuggets are the same.
They're all chickeny. Like,
barely.
Spicy nugs. No one wants a spice nug.
How about when I asked Dominic, what do they make chicken fingers out of?
Ooh, that was hilarious. He was, poor Dominic. He was like, ah.
5:45 till 10 tomorrow here on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the morning reboot.